Old School 100.3, Don't You Get So Mad About It, Jeffrey Osborne. It's Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams with Derek Sampson, and all our souls on this glorious July 21st, 2013, summertime in full effect.
Yes, and summertime soon be over, and I'll be glad about it. Back to school for all the kids. Make sure you come out and join us and Forman Mills for our fifth annual Back to School event, Friday, August 9th at the School of the Future, 4021 Parkside Avenue, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., free book bag giveaways, educational workshops, college, faith-based, and children's pavilion, entertainment, food, fun, and much more. Of course, for all those details, go to our website, oldschool1003.com.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about the delicious smell earlier.
Yes.
Now I have put a taste to go with that smell. And my God, probably the best waffles I've had. Not probably, the best waffles I've had in my life.
Wow. Wow, that's a pretty strong testimony. Yes. Right. Well, I will say that they are pretty good. Being a huge fan of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles
in LA.
Right, that's right. You don't have a point of reference. No. But I'm happy to say that now in Philadelphia, Rose Petals is open, where your taste buds will grow, bloom, and flourish.
Mm.
And based on what I just had this morning, whoa, good morning.
Yes, yes,
we
yes.
We want to welcome the new owners of a fabulous new establishment in Philadelphia, PA at 322 West Shelton Avenue.
Desmond and Janya.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tanya with a J. I got it right, right?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Welcome to Soulful Sunday.
Good
Desmond
morning.
And Janya Daniels, sorry.
Yes.
Husband right, and wife, morning. Entrepreneurs with a new establishment, and we support entrepreneurs in Philadelphia, and especially when it comes to one of our favorites, right, Derek?
Yes.
Food.
Yes.
Thank
Welcome.
You.
All right. Derek and I and our staff just had a chance to sample your deliciousness. Tell us what motivated you to start the restaurant.
Well, food has always been something that I've been interested in, sort of as a youngster. My nickname was Bear, so I was a little chubbier as a youngster, and so
weren't we all?
So food has always been a love. I learned how to cook from my grandmother, and so we had a love of food, and it initially started as a food truck idea, and then it grew into let's go all the way and completely fulfill the dream of ownership in terms of being restaurateurs, and so. We put 2 feet in, and we're excited about what's to come.
And where the name Rose Petals come from? There's a little history behind the name of the restaurant itself, right?
Rose Petals, we had a few names sort of on the table in terms of what we wanted to name the cafe. And about 2 years ago, on July 24th, I lost my sister. She was murdered by her boyfriend, and her name was Rosalind Daniels. And so she was a great spirit, and so we wanted to name the cafe in honor of her.
Very good. And now you and your wife are partners. Let's talk. Let's hear from your wife about this endeavor. And why are waffles at the center of your dishes? I mean, you do all types of dishes, but specialty waffles, over 11 different types of waffles. So tell us.
Yes. Waffles, we really wanted to bring waffles back. We know there's a few places in Philadelphia that do different things well. We have a favorite place that does French toast well. And so we wanted to do something that was a little bit different and bring it back here. We recently had a visit to California, and we went to a Roscoe's, and we know how big waffles are, and we make them at home. And we really wanted to give the community something that wasn't currently around. The other big thing was, our flyer says over 11, and that really depends on the day. As Desmond gets home every day, he just creates new creations. And so sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 11, sometimes it's 12, it's gone up to 13. Depending on what creation he wants to create that day, we have so many different variety, but we have definitely 11 different staple waffles.
And Desmond, give us a sampling of the different types of waffles that you offer at Rose Petals.
One of the ones that I'm excited about that you guys had an opportunity to sample this morning was our spicy turkey sausage waffle.
That's what I had.
The turkey sausage is embedded in the waffle.
Money. Good money. Yes.
We also have a spinach waffle that's garnished with a chicken sausage. And that's also a hot item. We had a sampling a few weeks ago and had some friends over, as well as our executive chef. And we had a tasting in which everyone enjoyed what they tasted. We have a fruit salad waffle. We're going to have a peanut waffle, a sandwich waffle, just a full array 13 different waffles at this point.
And I love the fact you do full breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, and then special dinner menu featuring a fusion of Latin, because your wife is Latina?
Yes. Puerto Ricana.
Yes.
Yo soy Puerto Ricana también.
Oh, come on, with all
of that. De Bayamón.
Come on.
Oh, wait, stop. Okay.
Decidra.
Don't hate, don't hate. Okay. All right. We celebrate all cultures here.
Yes, yes.
And then you also feature live spoken word comedy, and live jazz events will be happening on select Saturday evenings. So a place for the community to congregate and celebrate culture, as well as food, which is part of culture. And the other thing I like is you have a child center entertainment room encased in a see-through glass area for parents to monitor their kids while the children are having fun and the parents are enjoying the food.
Yes, that's really my baby for this particular restaurant. We have a 3- and a 5-year-old, and my sister-in-law left behind as well a 4- and 8-year-old. And so we are surrounded by children between family and friends, and we know what it's like to go out and eat and have a 20-minute limit between receiving your food and needing to get out. And some crayons and a piece of paper usually doesn't cut it.
Mm.
So we really wanted a space that the community can enjoy their children and be able to have a cup of coffee, have a waffle, enjoy something, and their kids are safe. But the biggest thing is being able to see them. You don't just want to put them in a room with a TV. We do not have a TV. It is really an activity center where we feature a complete wall that is a chalkboard wall, and really letting the kids have fun while the parents are enjoying themselves.
Mm. Wow. And what has the reception been from the community? Because you just opened. How long ago did you just opened?
No, we're going to be opening a week from today, actually.
Get out. So you July haven't the 28th, opened yet.
Yeah, on
we're,
July
we're the kickoff.
We're the kickoff.
We're the kickoff.
All right.
Yes.
I like that.
TV opening.
So the opening again is when, Desmond?
The 28th is a soft opening for us. And then August the 1st, we'll open officially to the public.
I'll be at both events.
Derek.
So we love Germantown. And it's mm-hmm. one of the reasons it's a grassroots sort of a community, and we're both sort of community organizers as well, and there's a lot of talent as well in Germantown in terms of artists, and so it's a hotbed, I think, for the future. Shelton Avenue has had some struggles, but there's a lot of excitement in Germantown about development in general, and then particularly about the cafe.
Wonderful. And fresh fruit smoothies as well will be offered, La Colombe coffee. Is it La Colombe? Is that how it's pronounced?
La yes. Colombe.
La Colombe. And also it's a BYOB, meaning that you can bring your own bottle, Derek.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
I know you do.
I'm there.
Derek has a flash. A flask.
Well, I gave it to him. Now I don't have to hide it. I can just bring the whole bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get some waffles, some fruit, and I can bring the kids.
Yes, and you can bring the children. That I like too. Rose Petals, Cafe, and lounge opening, soft open is on the 28th of July, which is coming up.
A week from today.
And then the actual official opening, August 1st.
Yes, Thursday, August 1st.
Wow.
The website, people want more information, want to visit, want to stop on by?
Rose Petals Cafe, Rose Petals Cafe and Lounge.com.
Okay.
Also at Twitter and Instagram at Rose Petals Cafe.
Very good.
Well, I'm about to tweet out a picture of what we ate this morning.
Deliciousness.
And my goodness, when I say so good,
very good.
I mean a personal testimony, because we love, love, love good food. Mm. And we welcome you to the community as a new business. We support, you know, businesses, African-American, Latina, and this is a female. Y'all got all kind of hits going on here. Parents, kid-friendly, open to the community to celebrate culture and food. Rose Petals Cafe and Lounge. Give your address one more time, Desmond.
We're going to be at 322 West Shelton in Germantown. That's between Pulaski and Morris.
Okay.
Very, very excited. We can't wait.
Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations to you both. And thank you again for serving up some delicious food, nutritious and delicious, right here in Philadelphia.
Thank you for having us.
100.3. Our pleasure.
Yes. Peace.
We know that you can't get enough of us. So hang tight.